Recently, Lil Uzi Vert managed to get the internet talking, but this time, it wasn't because of his music. Uzi was trending yet again for one of his crazy stunts that he's known for. This time, it wasn't him wearing a purse or declaring himself to be an Asian woman. Uzi shocked the world with a stunt that he used to promote his new album. A couple days ago, multiple videos spread across social media showing what appeared to be a UFO flying over New York City while people ran away screaming. People couldn't believe what they were seeing, but it was soon reported that it was all done for Lil Uzi Vert's upcoming album, Eternal A Take 2. Now the question was, how was Lil Uzi Vert able to pull off such a stunt? But more importantly, does this prove that Project Bluebeam is closer than we thought? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Lil Uzi Vert and Project Bluebeam. But before we begin, I wanted to politely ask you guys to consider joining me on Patreon. Recently, YouTube has been becoming tougher with their censorship, and it has made it harder for me to cover many topics. To protect the channel, I have been forced to not talk about many topics here on YouTube. On Patreon, though, I'm able to talk about whatever I need to talk about. Like right now, I'm working on a video about the rich elite who travel to other countries to hook up with kids. So if you want to further support the channel and free speech, plus get exclusive content, join me on Patreon. It's only $3 a month and you get access to over 30 exclusive videos. You can find the link to my Patreon in the comments or in the description. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Lil Uzi Vert always finds a way to get the internet's attention. Whether it be by changing his pronouns or dressing like a girl, he always finds a way. Last year, Uzi sparked the internet ablaze when he told his fans while performing that he made his girlfriend into a devil worshiper. The internet was shocked that he openly confessed that, sparking rumors about Uzi's religious preference like it isn't obvious he worships the devil. While some people may think Uzi only does this for attention, I believe the truth is always hidden in plain sight, with often most people simply overlooking it. That's exactly what's happening right now with Uzi's new album rollout. We are seeing the truth being hidden in plain sight. Lil Uzi Vert's album rollout promo might just prove that Project Bluebeam isn't a conspiracy theory at all. Let me explain exactly what I mean by this. The first thing I want to make clear is that I know Uzi is just a rapper and isn't connected to NASA or anything big like that. But the people who Lil Uzi Vert is signed to definitely are. Lil Uzi Vert is signed to Generation Now and Roc Nation, both labels that are owned by UMG, the most richest and most powerful record label in the world. Those who control UMG are the same elite that control everything else. This is how they use these rap artists to promote the values and morals they want out in our world. So while Lil Uzi Vert isn't a part of the elite, he is definitely owned by them. Now, I can almost guarantee that this outer space alien concept was created by his record label's marketing team. A marketing team that in reality just pushes the agenda the elite investors want and approve of. So Lil Uzi's UFO alien rollout was most likely created and approved by his record label. Now, let's talk about this promo rollout and why it's so important. The promo clip spreading around the internet shows people running away from a UFO that's seen flying in the sky in New York City. People are seen running from the UFO while others are seen pointing at it. Everyone appears to not believe their eyes as the UFO appears to really be there in the sky. The video quickly went viral all over social media, with people asking how was this done. The stunt was quickly tied back to Lil Uzi Vert's new project, Eternal A Take 2, with some people thinking it was all CGI or just a staged video. But after doing some research, it appears that it wasn't CGI, but instead, possibly some sort of high-end hologram that was used to project the UFO into the sky. According to Hip Hop DX, it has not yet been revealed how the stunt was achieved, but they claimed it was likely through the use of holograms. This is exactly what it appears to be. If this was a hologram, which it most likely was, it just shows how far this technology has come. Remember the Tupac hologram from years back? That didn't look nothing like this. They have been developing this technology for years, and now it appears they have mastered it. This hologram projection looks pretty real. Just think about it. If people didn't know it was a Lil Uzi Vert promo, they might have believed it to be a real alien invasion. The moment I saw this, I knew exactly what it was though. This was possibly a clear as day example of Project Bluebeam being shown to us. Little Uzi Vert's team hired someone to use advanced hologram technology to project a UFO over a certain part of New York City. This is exactly what Project Bluebeam is to the T. For those who don't know what Project Bluebeam is, let me break it down real quick. Project Bluebeam is a term created by Sergei Manast, who was a Canadian investigative journalist. Sergei was known to investigate conspiracies in the 90s, and at a certain point, came across the conspiracy that he named Project Bluebeam. In 1994, Sergei released a book detailing what Project Bluebeam was and how it was going to be used by the elite. According to Sergei's book, Project Bluebeam was a secret operation being led by NASA and the UN. This secret operation was tasked with creating advanced hologram technology that was going to be used to stage a global event. In the book, Sergei claimed that they were going to use this advanced technology to stage the return of Jesus Christ and to stage a global alien invasion. They were going to do this by making everyone in the world see a hologram in the sky. Sergei explained that NASA and the UN were going to project an image of Christ into the sky. He claimed this hologram would appear like Christ to some, or like an alien invasion to others who weren't religious. According to Sergei, this hologram would declare itself as God and force the world to then be unified under a global New Age religion, leading to a one world government. Sergei goes on to claim that the Freemasons were the ones really pulling the strings behind Project Bluebeam, specifically the Masonic group that called themselves 666. Sergei claimed in his book that this organization was working towards establishing the New World Order. He claimed that for years, they worked on achieving their task of creating the technology to produce such a hologram and were getting closer and closer. Sergei released all this information back in 1994, and by 1996, he mysteriously passed away. His death was labeled a heart attack. Now, if it didn't happen while he was being stalked by the authorities, it would have probably been believable. But considering that he was arrested multiple times and was forced to stop exposing Project Bluebeam before he passed away, it's easy to see that he was silenced. He had a heart attack while he was being hunted by the authorities. It's obvious that Sergei didn't go out because of no heart attack. He was taken out for exposing Project Bluebeam. Back in 1994, what Sergei was exposing seemed like something that would be impossible. People couldn't even imagine technology that would be able to do such a thing. But fast forward 30 years later, and we have seen the advancement of hologram technology. Today, what Sergei was exposing doesn't sound so far-fetched anymore, does it? They have advanced hologram technology to new levels, like we are seeing with this Little Uzi Vert promo. This entire promo clip is literally Project Bluebeam in every way. Sergei said they were going to use a hologram to project UFOs coming out of the sky. That's exactly what Little Uzi Vert used it for. What's interesting is that this music video he dropped for this project seems to reveal more interesting imagery. In the Little Uzi Vert video for Chill Bay, we see very important hidden imagery that seems to confirm this. The video starts with Little Uzi doing an occult gesture. As we can see, we see Uzi crossing his arms making an X while he has his hands displaying the devil horn hand gesture. This is already very telling and tells us how this is all connected to the occult. The arms making an X is a gesture that many occultists do. Here we have Aleister Crowley doing the same gesture. Uzi is doing the exact same pose with the devil horn hand gesture for added effect. We then see that he is lying in bed with exactly six women. We know the number six is a number used to reference the mark of the beast. As we know, the mark of the beast is 666. Right after they zoom out of the shot, showing Uzi doing the Masonic pose and surrounded by six women, they show what appears to be demons in a control room, looking at Uzi through a screen. The demons appear to start to control Little Uzi Vert as a puppet, using him to control the crowd with his music. This is clearly a reference to what I said earlier. Little Uzi Vert is controlled by the elite. These demons in the control room are supposed to represent the elite of the world that control Little Uzi Vert through contracts. Uzi became a puppet for the elite when he signed his record deal, giving his rights away for money. Uzi is owned by those who own UMG. Those are the demons that are controlling him. This message being put out through Uzi's project is coming from the higher-ups because they're the ones that are in control and he's just a puppet. The video ends with Little Uzi Vert jumping in a UFO and it landing in a stage while the people watch him. Clearly, this video shows in plain sight that it could be possibly connected directly to Project Bluebeam. Who knows? It could be possible that Uzi's UFO hologram was the elite testing out this hologram technology with a large audience, seeing if their technology would work properly with a large crowd. But like I said earlier, the truth is always hidden in plain sight. I also don't think it's a coincidence that the news is now reporting that UFOs are real and have been flying out of the ocean.
That's right, Craig. At yesterday's hearing, ex-government and military officials suggested it that may be the case, that there are intelligent beings that live off of the planet. Witness testimony included a range of stories related to UFOs and UAPs, which stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon. One former Navy admiral said that he had confirmation of them in 2015, when he remembers getting an email from U.S. Fleet Force Command. The video showed a flying object by a Navy aircraft doing exercises, noting that there were several near mid-air collisions. The next day, he said the email mysteriously disappeared from his and others' accounts. No explanation was ever provided from another Defense Department official, and they claimed that the U.S. and its adversaries were hiding away UAP technologies. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Let me be clear. UAP are real. Advanced technologies not made by our government or any other government are monitoring sensitive military installations around the globe. I believe we are in the midst of a multi-decade secretive arms race, one funded by misallocated taxpayer dollars and hidden from our elected representatives and oversight bodies.
The media is now pushing out the idea that these UFOs are real and are coming. Think about it. This is all needed for Project Bluebeam. They have to convince people that something like this could happen. And if the media starts to talk about it, the general public would believe it. It seems like the elite might just be setting the stage for their upcoming plan. The day that they might stage a UFO invasion or the second coming of Christ. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but I will say that if Sergey's story about Project Bluebeam is real, this is exactly what it looks like to me. What Sergey said all those years back looks more and more plausible today. One thing I will say, though, is that all of this is a lot more spiritual than people understand. When these people talk about aliens, I don't think they're referring to actual aliens, and I'll explain why. See, Aleister Crowley, one of the most infamous occultists, believed he was visited by an alien. He actually created his entire religion after what this alien told him. He drew this alien and showed it in his book. As you can see, it looks like a pretty standard depiction of an alien, right? The only thing is, Crowley didn't call this an alien. He referred to it as a god that was pretty much a demon. The entire idea of aliens comes directly from the occult. They want you to believe in aliens. The reason they want you to believe in it is because they are not aliens at all, but the very fallen gods that they worship. Whether Project Bluebeam is real or not, we won't truly know until it happens, if it happens. I myself don't know if Project Bluebeam is real, but in my opinion, I believe it could definitely be a possibility. I will say that it appears that they seem to have the technology to make it happen and also seem to be setting the stage for this to happen as well. Why else start reporting about aliens all of a sudden, when for years, they made it sound like it was impossible? I want to know what you guys think in the comments. Well, that's it for this one. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.